Second hour of our 4th of July weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. The fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And in keeping with the first Sunday of the month, Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, helping all kinds of animals all over India, that would be one of my favorites, Help Animals India. And the chief cook and bottle washer, Eileen Weintraub, is here joining us as usual. Good morning, Eileen.
Hey, good morning, Martha, everybody else. Beautiful day here.
Oh, it's a gorgeous day. And just checking in to find out if you and your animal friends survived the holiday on Friday and fireworks. How was it in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, our cats, I never saw them so scared in my life. And but, you know, Help Animals India, even though we're mostly helping in India, we did do some posts about, you know, how fireworks affect wildlife and other animals. And just today on the Shoreline Area News, they had a letter about how they found some dead birds the next morning.
Oh.
So, you know, we're just glad the 4th is over. You know, I heard there's a $1,000 fine in Issaquah. I don't know who's, you know, going around and giving it, but...
Oh, you mean for shooting off fireworks because it's illegal in that area?
Yeah, it's illegal. Lake Forest Park, it's illegal shoreline. But we had plenty. So I'm glad it's over.
Yeah, I was happy because everybody around here waited, and we didn't get a lot of fireworks ahead of time, which I was grateful for.
Yeah, that's
for.
In here. I didn't.
But I also here. I was hoping that maybe that meant that there wouldn't be as many on the 4th of July, and unfortunately, you know, I had to share, you know, this morning that it was worse than ever. It was the worst 4th here that I've ever had, and it was constant, nonstop. And it was a big, huge stuff. There are new people in the neighborhood, and you know, even it's properties away and acres away. I mean, the sky was just lit up, and the sounds. It even for me at some point was overwhelming. And now I've got my dog, you know, good with jolly routines and stuff, and he's fine, and his hearing is not that great anymore, but. You know, Buzzy, my Abyssinian cat, and both of them, I mean, they just hunkered down and hid, and I didn't see Buzzy all evening. Yeah. He didn't come out for dinner until after midnight, and they'd started to slow down. So I'm hoping, you know, maybe we can get like Italy. I know Italy has mastered soundless fireworks.
Yeah, they're working in that. In India, there's a couple of holidays where they have... a lot of that, and you know, the same groups go, you know, try and lessen it, and it's the same every year. So we'll just hope everyone evolves eventually.
Yep, and we do the best we can, but grateful that it's over for the year. Well, for anybody who doesn't know, why don't you or somebody just turn in the dial and found us, tell us what Help Animals India is all about.
Well, helpanimalsindia.org is a USA nonprofit, and we give grants, training, and advice to the wonderful activists and rescuers in India. And there's many groups. You know, India now has 1.3 billion people, and on a landmass smaller than the United States. And there's a lot of street animals in a very crowded place, and a lot of those animals suffer on the street unless they're rescued. And of course, we do spay neuter for the dogs and the cats, and you know, have some shelters. So with our USA dollars, the dollar is still very strong, and so we give grants to many different groups. And, you know, they send in, and we have people on the ground checking out, making sure they're doing good work. And, you know, one donor was saying, I want to help animals, We're helping the people who help the animals. You know, we're right. Not just going into the wild and are rescuing animals from being eaten by, you know, leopards or something. We're helping the animals that are affected by people, that are, you know, abandoned by people, that and are put on the street. So we don't, you know, the people don't want to see them suffer, and the young people are even more aware of that these days. So we want to help them. So it's, you know, helping people as much as helping animals.
Yeah, and it's a very different culture and way of life. I mean, it was always a major shock to me, and you would say there's 33 million street dogs.
Yes,
you know, well, holy mackerel.
Unfortunately, I have some news about the dogs, so I just wanted to share something that happened couple of days ago.
Oh, absolutely. And I was just going to say to you and to let everybody know, you've got another event to get to today. And so we've just got you till the bottom of the hour. So, and I know, and Help Animals India puts out a wonderful newsletter every month, email-wise. And boy, it was cram-packed, all kinds of stuff going on now. So, but why don't you, whatever's going on, Eileen, that you want to talk to us about, you know, kind of let you direct whatever we want to do today, because we're limited on time. So what would you like to share with everybody?
Well, I just want to share the urgency of helping the dogs, because just recently a famous a sports player in India, very well known, he rescued a puppy and he got a little nip from the puppy, and he didn't think much of it. And he died of rabies. So it was all over the news. They even showed video of him suffering at the end. Rabies is not a pretty disease. So basically, two things happened from this. One is people, you know, get upset about the dogs and they want them killed. The other thing is that people go into action and we step up the vaccinating program for the dogs. And most importantly, we fund training programs in the schools. And so the children and young adults learn about what to do if you get, how to interact with the dogs. Don't disturb a dog if they're eating, and, you know, a mom with her pup, and, you know, and how to be safe around the dogs. And if you do get bit, you have to wash the wound right away and then, you know, go get the rabies shot. So we had a volunteer who got bit, and she had to go get rabies shots in India. So it's really important. It's still a disease that, you know, these groups are working very hard to eradicate. And you know, when a human dies of the rabies, it's news, and it's not good for the animals. So, you know, this is a battle that's ongoing, which we think we're winning. But, you know, then we had this news, and it just makes it more important to keep the programs up and increase the programs with our dollars and, you know, also some government support.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, I mean, rabies is much more common than it is here. But yeah, it isn't eradicated in either. It's not eradicated in our country. We do still, I think that the major source of rabies in this country is probably bats.
Wildlife.
Yeah.
So it's pretty rare. So, you know,
I'm just hoping with the current administration and what's going on in the world of health with humans in our country right now, unfortunately, there's a lot of talk about, you know, that vaccines are bad and discouraging and all of that. And I'm hoping that is not going to filter down to the animal world. Yes, we've over-vaccinated animals, but rabies is not in it. Rabies vaccines are not in that category. And vaccines are good. And it's very important that we keep up that protocol in this country as well. Because rabies is around, and you know, it is a disease that humans get, and it's a very ugly disease.
Yeah, well, I don't think anyone objects to the rabies vaccine.
Yeah, and hopefully not. And you don't have to do it every year, but it's every 3 years for dogs and cats in our country is what's recommended, at least at this point.
Yeah.
But it, you know, it hasn't been that long. You spend quite a bit supporting the powers that be, you know, in India to do a lot of rabies vaccinations, don't you?
Yeah, and then they have to revaccinate them every 3 years. These are the street dogs. So, for anyone who doesn't know about India, there's a lot of life on the streets, so let's put it that way. You know, it's a warm country, and there are dogs on the street, cows, and we're trying to help the cats also. So, we had to actually train vets how to do cat spay and neuter.
I remember that when you're first getting, you know, veterinarians, that they didn't even know how to spay cats.
Yeah, because it wasn't that common. Cats aren't as common in terms of pets, and people don't really have them as much. But nowadays, they're having them more. Maybe a young woman is getting her first apartment for the first time, or, you know, things are evolving that way. So they get a cat, and they, you know, they have to get the spay neutered. They're very cute. They don't have the carriers that we have here. They use like these open air baskets, and they're just tied with a string, so they, they bring them in that way. And, you know, and so we help fund the groups that'll spay neuter the cats.
Well, that's wonderful. So, you know, you got all the street dogs, and now there's the cats, and they're paying more attention to cats. But, and I was, you know, that's not the only thing they have to deal with. You know, remember, it's a different country, different climate, more animals. And I was interested in, I think it was in the newsletter, Eileen, there was a story about a monkey that, you know, was rescued.
Yeah, they named him Hanuman, and Hanuman is the monkey god of India. So it's actually a very, it takes a human shape, and it was a very brave warrior. So monkeys are, they're respected because they're also in the mythology of India. And the monkeys get into trouble, you know, they get their monkey, their monkey business.
Well, yeah, monkey business is not just a coin. Well, it's coined phrase for a reason, because monkeys do get into a lot of monkey business.
Yeah, yeah. There was the thing where they were stealing cell phones from people's pockets.
Oh, boy.
Like that.
Did they learn how to use them yet?
I don't know. Maybe. They're up in the trees. Trying to figure it out. And so the monkey, you know, this monkey got into a attacked by dogs, or other monkeys might get electrocuted on the wires. And so these groups also rescue monkeys and other wildlife also. You know, the big the birds and then we were also involved in helping donkeys, because donkeys are used as pack animals to go on the pilgrimages, and people hire the donkeys to go on the roads where no vehicles can go, you know, up in the hills. But sometimes, if the donkeys aren't well treated, they might just be abandoned. So we rescue the stray monkeys, donkeys.
Yeah. Okay. So now there's donkeys you have to be concerned about as well. And and those are incredibly intelligent animals and
very sweet also. Yeah. Nice animals.
Yeah.
And also horses too. Horses.
Yeah. Wow. And then of course, you know, there's the whole elephant situation, because you got a lot of those over there too, and I know you help support an elephant sanctuary.
Yes, there's 6 elephants that we're supporting, and we hope to get more. And these elephants are in a wonderful sanctuary with lots of room to roam, and we funded a pond for them so they can take their bath, and it's very nice for them there. But we just posted a YouTube video that shows one of our groups in Varanasi. Varanasi is one of the most ancient cities of the world, so it's very well respected, but there's very little help for the animals there. So we just posted on YouTube. I hope people can take a look, and it just shows all the dogs that we're helping, along with all the beautiful scenes of Varanasi, and how they catch the dogs and, you know, put them back. And, you know, these dogs mostly have people who feed them or, you know, take care of them on the street. You know, if they're injured, they'll bring them in. So they're not just, you know, wild dogs running around. They're what we call community dogs. And they're part of the community, just the way that people are. So, you know.
So how do listeners find this video?
It's just go to our website, helpanimalsindia.org, and click on the YouTube link.
Click on the YouTube link. Okay, so we can get to it from...
from the website, because otherwise if you go to youtube.com and search for Help Animals India, you'll get all sorts of other stuff. So just click on the YouTube link on our website. And then on our website, it's a very easy sign-up form. Just add your email address. And, you know, it's only every 2 months. And, you know, Martha, you really like our email newsletter.
Oh, yeah. I swear. Well, your website is one of the best I've ever seen. It's so informative and so well done. And then your newsletter is just cram-packed with phenomenal stuff and great stories. And yeah, and Eileen, it's not like, you know, organizations that flood your inbox with all kinds of junk. You know, she literally does it, you know, every couple months and that's it.
And
maybe an alert here or there, but
social media almost every day. But the newsletter is only every 2 months.
Yeah.
So this month we showed one of the groups in way South India called a Karuna Society, and Karuna means compassion, and that shows everything they do in their shelter statistics. Now, this is, you know, we're in the USA, we're on the other side of the world from India, but many people from Europe or even Australia have gone over the years and helped. And this one woman who's there, She's from Denmark, and she started this shelter decades ago. So she's devoted her life to it, and the least we can do is send our small support and, you know, to make her life easier. Because, you know, as anyone knows...
I see. That's what you mean by helping the people that are helping the animals.
Yes, yes.
So this gal was from Denmark and went to India and started an animal shelter?
Yeah, well, she's no longer, she's like, now she's 80.
Wow.
But, she, you know, she has people to take over, and she's just wonderful, and she's totally transformed the whole area. And people bring in their animals from all over the area. You know, and then, you know, they get free veterinary support there. And, you know, it's just a real service, and people know they can count on it. And then on our newsletter, we show the statistics of all the animals they helped.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
And
then it's kind of great stories like that that you get in the newsletter. And you know, it gives you hope to know that, they, you know, there certainly are some really dedicated people, and you know, come into this life knowing what they're here to do. And by golly, it's amazing some of the service work that. And it's reminding me when you say that you know, dedicated her life, you know, and did the shelter, or went to India and saw what was going on, and then came back to the shelter. It's very similar to kind of your story, Eileen, because I think you went to visit India decades ago and saw the need.
Well, I heard about it from here, and I have a lifetime interest in India. And I remember saying here about India's animals. I said, that's for me. I remember seeing that. So in 1995, when, you know, email just got started, and, you know, we heard about the groups, and we'd even send letters still by post. And, you know, we could learn about all the groups, and then I learned more and more, and so I started fundraising. And so finally I started the Help Animals India in 2008. And so I think I've had about 12 trips to India and Nepal also. Nepal is a wonderful country, but they also have a lot of street animals, and so we're helping in Nepal too. So those are the two countries we help.
Yeah, I think there was something in the newsletter this month. Wasn't about the big vegetarian festival?
Yes, we're helping.
And so far, because did you go, was it last year that you went to that or the year before?
It was 2022.
Oh, was it that long ago? Oh.
Yeah, well, somehow I managed to go, and, you know, it's a big trip, very challenging. Especially, you know, it was still during COVID time.
That's right.
To travel. And everyone asked, did you wear a mask? Well, you know, the place is so polluted there. You wear a mask for the pollution, you know, for all the traffic and everything. You know, because some days it's, you know, on our worst smoky day here, it's still worse sometimes in India.
Yeah.
You know, just an ordinary day. Because of, you know, all the
I'm wondering, do a lot of people in India just wear masks on general principles because of the pollution?
I don't know. They're just kind of used to it, I guess.
Okay.
So,
Oh, okay.
yeah.
Because it certainly sounds like it gets really bad.
Yeah, and the heat too, but they're much more used to the heat than we are. So we're pretty spoiled about, you know, not wanting our cool weather, which has been delightful recently.
Well, and us specifically here in the Pacific Northwest, we're very spoiled. You know, I mean, there's heat waves and floods and all kinds of stuff going on around the country, and we're pretty benign out here. So we're pretty blessed in the Northwest in our weather. Now, I know we're getting close to, you know, last couple of minutes here. What else would you like to share with everybody before you got to take off?
Well, just that... you know, if they can help at all, the dollar goes very far, and we can spay neuter a dog or a cat for $20, and you know, help support the elephants on our website. We have different categories, so if you want to help the elephants or the sanctuaries or the large animals, the small animals, you know, and or they can just ask me questions. I'd be happy to answer it, and. You know, I'm just in service here. And, you know, it's my honor to help all these wonderful activists in India and Nepal. And, you know, they're really, really good people. What can I say? I really
all
admire
right.
them.
Well, I'm just so in awe of what you do, Eileen, and the incredible work you've done for so many years, and the help that you're providing the animals in India, which is why we support you here. But come on, folks, need all the rest of you to get on board and support Eileen and Help Animals India and all the animals in India. The website is helpanimalsindia.org. Remember, you can go there and click on the YouTube link, and you can find that wonderful YouTube video. I'm going to do that after the show. See that, and check out the great stuff. Please sign up for the newsletter, and then if you got a little bit, you can donate to the cause. You can do a one-time donation, and it sounds like, you know, you can designate where you want it to go, or you can do like I do, which is sign up for a regular monthly donation, and that way I don't have to remember to do it. And I'm always, it makes me so happy when the receipt comes through that I donated to Help Animals India for the month. So come on, everybody, join me, get on board, helpanimalsindia.org, sign up for the newsletter, make a donation, and every little bit helps. And let's all get on the bandwagon so we can help Eileen help all those incredible animals and humans that are helping them in India. So, Eileen, thank you so much for spending part of your Sunday with us again here on Animal World. And I hope you have a good event, whatever it is that you're going to. And we'll talk.
It's the Dalai Lama's 90th birthday.
Woo! Oh, that's a big
yeah.
deal. So where are
yeah,
you going
yeah.
for that? Is there some kind of event
well,
here today?
Well, it's called the Sakya Monastery. It's right here in Great Greenwood. So,
oh, isn't that? Didn't I go there once with you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. That's a
so
very cool place.
Started earlier, but we'll catch the tail end. And he made an announcement. It was even on CNN that he is going to reincarnate. He wasn't sure for a while.
Oh, so, but he says he is.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So, you know, so the Chinese can't, you know, say they have the next Dalai Lama. So he's going to incarnate. But anyhow, he's looking pretty healthy. And they had a big, a big event in India, and they're having it here too. So
all right, well, happy birthday to the Dalai Lama, and have a great celebration, Eileen. And we will look forward to talking to you again, the first Sunday of August.
Wow. Okay, Martha, thank you for everything you do for all animals everywhere. We're so grateful to you. Thank you so much.
All right. God bless, Eileen.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
All righty. Okay, David, so why don't we catch up with advertisers here? And then we'll come back, and I've got current events to do. We'll chat a little bit about some other stuff, but then maybe I have time to talk to you about if you had a disaster with fireworks and loud noises and your dog friends and all of that. We can talk a little bit about how what you can do to prepare and make it better next year. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW, and we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune in to Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific Time, and now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Bored with the other stations hammering away on the same old talking points? Try Alternative Talk 1150 and get some variety.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and golly, we are just about halfway through the show for today, and we are here till noon. Today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And Eileen had to take off. She's going to go help celebrate the Dalai Lama's birthday at the temple in Greenwood that I didn't even know existed till, I don't know, it was years ago. After the show, I know I did the show from the studio and then went over to Greenwood and joined Eileen for an event at that temple. And I was blown away. I had no idea it was there. But very cool place. But anyway, apparently it's celebrating Dalai Lama's birthday today. So let's see. We've got some time here. And we did just hear from Dr. Nels Rasmussen. And I'll let you know again, we've got a change of schedule this month. Normally, the second Sunday of the month is our healing show, and Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen are here to do the neuroenergetic balancing for you all. But we had to shift schedules this month. So this next Sunday, even though it will be the second Sunday of July, we are going to do Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other with Natasha Venter. So next week is me and Natasha. And then the third Sunday of July will be our healing show with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen. So be sure that you mark your calendars so that you don't miss something. We did hear from Dr. Nels earlier, and you can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free telephone evaluation, and so you can just fill out the contact link and say you'd like to talk to him about yourself or your animal friends. He will arrange a phone call, and he's free on the air. when you call in. This month it'll be the third Sunday, or you can work with him privately off the air. And to do that, you want to join his private membership group. It only costs $10, and that's for a lifetime. But there's a lot of great perks in doing that. You get his monthly newsletter, which is cram-packed with all kinds of great stuff and his affirmation for the month. And then he's doing free Zoom classes. He's actually teaching you how to do the Rasmussen Reset to reset your animals. Nervous systems, and he teaches the class on how to reset yourself, your own nervous system. I did a communication class for him, and these Zoom classes are free for members, and that's only $10. So check it out, healingministryforanimals.com. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. If you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, let's see. While we start, let's, David, I'm going to do a little current events, and then we'll chat more after, we'll do advertisers and chat after that. So we're going to do current events. Got anything for entertainment here going on? We do. And remember that Natasha Venter, she'll be here next week, but she does a podcast on her YouTube channel Wednesdays at 4 p.m. So you can check her out there. Natasha IC, the letters IC for her YouTube channel and website is intuitiveclarifications.com. And if you're interested in a personal and private reading with Natasha, you can give her a call at 360-770-7486. All right, and then all the new stuff this month is going on up at the Northwest Stream Center in South Everett. They are located in McCollum Park. What a great place that is. Wonderful place to go and walk their half-mile-long nature walk. And boy, their newsletter that came out email-wise, all the photographs from the cameras they have out on the nature walk, which is a boardwalk around over the water, the kind of swampy area, creek little things going through McCollum Park. And the pictures of the bear, and let's see, there were coyotes, there were cougar, there was a bobcat and a cougar. I mean, all kinds of wildlife that's up there. And they've got some events coming up. So let's see, this one sounds interesting. Monet, Me, and the Mallards with Gregory A. Green. That's going to be Saturday, July 19th at 1 p.m. At the Northwest Stream Center. They're doing All About Bears Saturday, August 16th at 1 p.m. That's a really great seminar to go to. And Department of Fish and Wildlife, I think, do that one. And boy, some great education about how to deal with bears and all that sort of stuff. And then, here's an interesting August 2nd, free styrofoam recycle event. Wow, that's something they don't usually do. And I think August 2nd looks like that's a Saturday. Yep, and August 2nd from 10 a.m. to noon, you bring styrofoam, and you can get rid of it for free, and they'll recycle it. So that's cool. And then we've got Lawns to Native Plant Landscape with Julie O'Donnell, Saturday, September 25th, 1 p.m. And for all of these events, except for the free styrofoam drop-off, you don't have to make a reservation for that. You just bring the styrofoam between 10 and noon on August 2nd. The rest of them, Monet, Me, and the Mallards, All About Bears and Lawns to Native Plant Landscape, you want to call for reservations, 425-316-8592. And I think that is all the new stuff we have got. Alrighty then. So we best then take care of our advertisers. for the last time in this hour, and then we'll come back and talk, chat a little bit, and maybe talk about how do we get through the 4th of July. If you had a bad time with your animal friends, well, we'll talk about that. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of our 4th of July weekend edition of Animal World. And we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And Nathan is off bigfooting around today. So David Brown is here. And David, I think you skated on this one because I think, I don't think Nathan is coming by to sneak in and scare you today.
Yeah, well, I sort of keep looking at the door and the window just in case.
Right, but I think he's got to be down. I think if he would, I think it was more like around 10 o'clock or so the last time when he snuck in. But so maybe he didn't have to come to the studio first before he went down to the stadium.
Well, behind the scenes, I did see him come in, but he didn't actually come into the main studio. He went next door.
Oh, so you saw him. He was around. So he ignored us this time.
I guess, yeah.
All right, he's in trouble.
Yep.
Okay, so if anything goes wrong, you now can blame it on him.
Okay, I will do that.
Because how dare he be in there and he didn't pop in and say hello? Golly. Anyway, he's down stomping around, Bigfoot down at the Mariners game today. The first pitch is at 1:05, and if you're going down there, if you go a little early, you'll find Nathan Bigfoot in the beer garden, usually for a couple hours. So I think he's got to be there, you know. And
yeah, I think he's got to be there in like 15 minutes.
Right. So he's probably very close or already there.
Yep.
So that's up with Nathan today. Now, let's see. We heard during the break, we heard from our Natasha Venter, our communicator, medium, personal awareness coach. She will be in the studio with us next week. And remember, you can check her out at her website, intuitiveclarifications.com, intuitiveclarifications.com. Her new YouTube channel is Natasha Venter, and the letters I and C for Intuitive Clarification, Natasha Venter IC on YouTube. Remember her 4 o'clock podcast on the YouTube channel every week on Wednesdays, 4 p.m. And if you want to call her or schedule a personal reading, 360-770-7486, 360-770-7486. And our wonderful sound healer, Jude Potten, is available for new clients. And gosh, if you got physical stuff, you know, sciatica stuff, you got back stuff, hip stuff, joint stuff, but you can also help with emotional stuff and energy stuff. She can work with you in person in the Whispering Dragon Center, which is in her home in Shoreline now, so easy access and lots of parking. And or she can work with you remotely because it's energetic. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. All righty. Let's see. Golly. I did want to say, I'm still a happy camper on Saturday evenings because Animal TV is alive and well, and I'm delighted to say that my favorite cat behavior guy, Jackson Galaxy, they are still binging his show, My Cat from Hell, on Saturdays. And so it's the one evening of the week I can just tune out from everything because I just watch Jackson. And so, and I'll tell you, his shows are so good. Some of them I've seen before, a lot of them I've missed. And I'm getting pretty good at now knowing the older shows and the newer shows. And I can judge that by how Jackson looks, because his looks have changed over the years, but also in terms of the advice he's giving, the toys he's using, because he used to recommend the same toys that I do, like the DeBird and stuff. But then he started making his own and selling those toys and stuff. So, but the shows are great. And my gosh, he's just an absolute miracle worker. He is the best cat guy on the planet. And so if you really want wonderful Animal TV and learn a whole lot about cats, My Cat from Hell, and they're still binging them on Saturday evenings. I hope they continue forever. All right. So how did you guys all do with 4th of July? And David, I know you said that your Daisy is not concerned at all.
Nope, and she was not phased one bit. And ironically, she's been that way ever since we had her.
Yeah, and I was hoping that maybe some of it is because Aunt Martha, you know, helped you understand, you know, when you're raising a puppy and they get scared or frightened of something, the worst thing you can do, and this is all dogs, puppies, older dogs, all the in-between models. The worst thing to do if your dog gets scared of something, oh God, what was that? Okay, and they're sorry. The worst thing is what we instinctively want to do, which is calm, soothe, and sympathize. Oh, calm down, honey. It's okay. It's the 4th of July. Mommy hates it too. It'll be over sometime. Kiss, kiss, kiss. You know, that kind of stuff. Well, when you do that, what you really are doing is acknowledging the fear, rewarding it, and setting it deeper on a physical and emotional level. So the fears get worse. So you can't afford to do that with dogs. And genetically, they're not coded to be as social as we are and as out there as we are. So we have to teach them how to live life with humans. And if you got the right sales pitch, you can convince dogs of pretty much anything. And so that's why I have, you know, all of my people and my clients and I do myself is teach jolly routines. for dogs. I also did jolly routines for my horses on 4th of July. I would, back when my horses lived on the property with me and I had a family and a stepkid and we would get together on 4th of July and they would do fireworks in the yard, I'd have one of those big 25-pound bags of carrots and I'd be out in the barn. And every time the fireworks went off, oh boy, carrots, you know, and I'd give the horses carrots and my carrots. So my horses all thought 4th of July was great. Well, you can do the same thing with your other animals. It works best with dogs. I call it teaching a jolly routine. And a jolly routine is a word or a phrase that all you have to do is say, and it automatically makes your dogs think of something wonderful. So if you had a problem with fireworks in your dogs this year, start teaching the jolly routine now. And then next year, going into the fourth, when the fireworks start, the things you can do for dogs, you put a little baby oil or mineral oil or an oily ear ointment in their ears. And then you squish the bottom of the ear canal until you hear it mush around. And that lets you know it's coated the eardrum. And it will seriously tamp down on the noise. We got that tip from Dr. Al Pluckner when he used to do the show, veterinarian. And it is a great little tip. Then you got to remember, no calming, soothing, sympathizing, but just you set up your jolly routine ahead of time. And so you need to know you're going to pair the jolly routine with a high-value food reward. You can use cheese, you can use chicken, you could use a slice of a turkey hot dog, you can use a piece of bacon, and a food reward to be effective only needs to be large enough to taste, so you're not giving them a whole hot dog, it would just be a slice. Anyway, and then you need your trigger phrase. I like, oh boy, something. Oh boy, hot dog. Oh boy, cheese. Oh boy, bacon. Whatever it is. Let's say for teaching, we're going to do a hot dog and a slice of a hot dog. So our trigger phrase would be, oh boy, hot dog. You want the dog to cue on the word or the phrase, not the food or the act of getting the food. So you're going to practice jolly routines as often as you can, but there has to be 2 to 3 hours between practice jollies. All right, so if you're going to practice a jolly routine, you do that when your dog's not expecting anything. So you're just hanging out in the family room, dog's asleep on the floor or just laying around. You could start a jolly routine. If you were going to do that, you'd already have a piece of hot dog on your person and the dog doesn't know you have it or it's still living in the kitchen. You want them to cue on the word or the phrase, not the food or the act of getting the food. So before you go into action, you get the phrase out a lot. So all of a sudden, out of the blue, you just start saying, oh boy, hot dog. Oh boy, hot dog. Dog. Oh boy, hot dog. Bozo. Oh boy, hot dog. Oh boy, hot dog. Oh boy, hot dog. And then you get up and keep up the oh boy, hot dog. Oh boy, hot dog. Oh boy, hot dog. Woohoo. Oh boy, hot dog. And get them all pumped up and oh boy, hot dog. And for 2 to 3 minutes. Oh boy, hot dog. Oh boy, hot dog. Woohoo. Oh boy, hot dog. Then you stop. Out of your pocket, they get a piece of hot dog. Or in the kitchen, you go out and you get them a piece of hot dog. You're done. You practice jolly routines as often as you can, remembering the 2 to 3 hour delay, and you want to get to the point they're out like light bulbs. And all you got to say is, oh boy, hot dog, there. Woohoo, where are we? All right. Jolly routines serve a lot of purposes. Emergency push button. You see out of the corner of your eye, you're having a party. Your dog's off, and you see some kid getting ready to bash him with the baseball bat or the, you know, sort of thing. Instead of freaking out, you trigger the dog out. Oh, boy, hot dog. Oh, boy, hot dog. Dog will come running. Woohoo! Ready for the jolly routine. And you get everybody out of that situation with no trauma. But you can also use the jolly routine. That's how you do 4th of July. So you can use the oil if you need to, but then you pack your food through the holiday and when the fireworks are going off. And anytime the firework goes off, oh boy, hot dog, oh boy, hot dog. Well, if you do this right and you've laid the groundwork, by the end of the celebration, when the fireworks go off, your dog's going to be saying, oh boy, hot dog, oh boy, hot dog. And it's a wonderful way to change the way they feel about things, to get them through the holidays and get them thinking that the fireworks are a good thing, not a bad thing. Now, if you don't have time to teach it or something happens and noisy, you can just use a very basic version of this. I got a call from some people that a young couple, they had two white fluffy models, probably Bichons or something like that. And they just moved into a new apartment. And they're calling because the apartment was really mad at them because their dogs barked at everything. You know, the elevator, people in the hall, people above them, below them, beside them. Any noise, the dogs barked like crazy. and they were threatening to evict them. So they wanted to know if I could help them, and I said yes. We set up an appointment for the first time they were available was the Saturday coming up. And I got ready to end the call, and the wife said, Martha, I don't think we're going to be here on Saturday because I think they're going to kick us out before then. Is there something we could do? So I said, well, all right, I'll give you a little concept that I know you can't mess up and cause a problem, and hopefully it'll get us through till Saturday. I said, so just go to the store and get a boatload of string cheese. Come home and slice it up into little slices, and you and your husband, you both carry string cheese in your pocket all over. Whenever there's a sound, I don't care what the dogs do, whenever there's a sound, you just say, oh boy, cheese, give him a piece of cheese. Oh boy, cheese, give him cheese. Oh boy, cheese, give him cheese. If there's a problem, call me. Otherwise, I'll see you on Saturday. So I didn't hear from him during the week. I called him on Saturday to confirm, or on Friday to confirm the Saturday appointment. And the wife gets on the phone and says, well, you know, Martha, that little trick you gave us was a miracle. We have the quietest dogs in the apartment now. We don't need you anymore. Cancel our appointment. Bye. So you need to know, very solid concept. So anything happens, thunder, lightning, it could be a backfire when you're walking down the street with your dog, anything weird happens, just do jollies. Oh boy, hot dog. Oh boy, cheese. You'll be amazed what a difference it makes. Hey, all righty then. We are out of time for the second hour. Good thing we took care of advertisers and everything. And it looks like we are already ready to go for the next half hour. We'll be talking with animals24-7.org. Merritt and Beth Clifton will be joining us. And right now we're going to get ready to fire up that love train one more time. And remember, dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere, or get up and join the love train with me. I will come by and pick you up. I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer, because, oh boy, do we need this love train. We need it all over the country. We need it all over the world. There in any place on this planet, we don't need to bury it in love, because it's the strongest energy on the planet, God's love and light, and we don't have anything else right now. So let's just send love and light everywhere, okay? Here we go, energizing up. And remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up and join us. Here we go. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.